Still outside at the rally for climate action, and the labor has a role in this. And here there's a sign with a group of labor people holding called the Albany Labor Council. And I have as my guest
Bill Ritchie from the I'm a trustee with the Albany County Central Federation of Labor.
Right. And Bill, tell me, what is labor thoughts on this day, on this issue?
Well, the first of all, I think across the board, people understand we're in a crisis, right? And particularly in terms of just what is happening, not just here, but across the world, right? And we have endorsed this particular event today because there is a demand for good climate jobs, but most importantly, for a just transition. When you tell somebody that they're going to close down their industry and you walk away, you cannot ever expect them to support you. And that is why it is essential that anything that we do in terms of the fight for climate justice has to have a very clear-cut and very concrete component which addresses the issue of people, when they're losing their jobs, they have the opportunity to be retrained so that they're not being shoveled off into some low-wage jobs, but maintain the type of employment which they have previously had.
So Bill, let's say when labor people are negotiating their contract, is this an issue that should be in the contract?
Oh, I think it absolutely is an issue that should be in the contract, right? I mean, the time is long gone when labor unions can just focus narrowly on wages or their own personal working conditions, right? Labor is in a situation right now where we have to absolutely mobilize broad support from not just our members, but also from the communities in which we exist. There is a very strong, very clear relationship between labor and between the community, right? And we must promote that to the degree possible, right? I'm a very strong believer in that idea, right?
Now, I know that, you know, we got a strong labor support in this area, you know, in the Capital District. But, you know, I never heard them say anything about at least, you know, having a conference just to concentrate on this particular issue. Should they do that? Have something?
Well, I think we need to recognize that there are groups and there are organizations within the state of New York which are attempting to provide a leadership in terms of not just climate justice, but as I said before, the notion of a just transition. And there is an organization which I think is based in Cornell, which talks about climate jobs, right? And they have been holding conferences, and those conferences have been attended quite regularly by labor leaders, particularly out of New York City. And there is an understanding that this is not just a sort of a binary situation where they either can have something or you can't have something, right? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, working people have to understand that the issue of climate change is not something that they can pay lip service to. It is something that has to be involving them and in which they have to be involved and which they have to understand they are going to fight for as much as anybody else. In cooperation, that is, with people in the community and with the rest of decent-minded citizens who understand the seriousness of this crisis.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Thank you for those wise words.
Okay, good. Always a pleasure, right? Thank you.
And your name?
My name is Larissa Borglum. I'm here with Extinction Rebellion Capital District. Extinction Rebellion is a decentralized global movement to put pressure on politicians and corporations to take swift action on the climate crisis, and we do that through nonviolent direct action. I was recently arrested for an action down in New York City to draw attention to the fact that big banks are still pouring billions of dollars into the fossil fuel industry. Specifically, I was in front of Bank of America, but Chase Bank is actually the worst offender, and I gave a speech earlier in front of Chase Bank to draw attention to that issue.
So what was your message today? You said you spoke. What was your message?
Well, I explained my involvement with Extinction Rebellion and my arrest in New York City, and then in the later part of my speech, I addressed Jamie Dimon, the CEO of Chase, directly, and I said, you have the power to so easily make the world a better and more livable place, and you're choosing not to do that. And if you don't change your ways, we will never forgive you, basically. I chose not to mince words. I'm tired of mincing words.
Right. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Samantha.
Yeah, thank you.
And I have one representative here, Samantha.
Hi, my name is Samantha Engelmeyer. I'm a representative of Progressive Schenectady, and I am here today to talk about the importance of racial and economic justice in a transition to a fossil fuel-free economy and environment.
And I know you spoke here, so that was your message?
That's my message, is yeah, we can't just move forward and stop using fossil fuels. That's not enough. We also have to keep in mind and help the people that have been harmed for decades and decades by the use of these fossil fuels. It's not enough to just stop and think the problem will go away. We have caused so much harm with our fossil fuel use to low incomes and communities that are traditionally communities of color, that we will be really hurting them by just transitioning away from fossil fuels and thinking we've solved the problem, because we've caused irreparable harm in these communities. And so the CCIA, Climate and Community Investment Act, the New York Renews Coalition, taxes fossil fuel imports and producers here in New York State, and a large part of that funding goes into our communities to help them do anything from build community gardens to help have fresh food in food deserts and improve the air quality to education around climate and how to grow your own food and to be able to make your homes more sustainable, so that one, your energy costs are lower and that we're not letting that energy out into the outside world, and it keeps you healthier to have, you know, even just a healthier temperature of a home. There's so much that people don't necessarily think about that affects people on such a personal level, and we can't just move away and think that the harm we've done will go away.
All right, and tell me something about the Progressive Schenectady. You know, who are they, and what are some of the things they're doing?
Progressive Schenectady was formed around the 2016 election by a group of women, though it is not exclusively women's group by any means, who were friends who felt very hopeless during the 2016 election. And so we get involved in a lot of state and local issues, ranging from education, climate, and racial justice, that we are no leaders in racial justice, but we know that we have community members who are very insightful, and we want to continue to uplift their efforts as well.
And I see you got a Black Lives Matter flag wrapped around you. So y'all support Black Lives Matter?
We do support Black Lives Matter, and we believe that no one should be discriminated against based on the color of their skin. And though maybe we don't have laws on the books any longer that say you can discriminate against people for the color of their skin, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen through systems of oppression and just in informal everyday life. And climate is, again, one of those things that really disproportionately impacts communities of color, and those are the communities that we need to help also rebuild, as it is largely white people who have, and their corporate greed, who have caused this climate harm to low-income and marginalized communities, and we need to repair a lot of the damage we've done.
Now, you're a pretty young person, and I'd like to ask you this question. What message would you have for young people that why it's so important that they get involved in this issue? You get it.
There's so many reasons why it's important that we get involved. Whether or not it's important to you to be able to have the ability to continue to show up and vote, as voting rights are under attack, no matter who you believe in, just your ability to be able to have the access to your ballot is important. If we don't fight for our climate, we will not have anywhere to raise our children. New York City, Miami are going to be underwater soon if we do not act and act quickly.
All right. Thank you. Progressive Schenectady. And your name again?
My name is Samantha Engelmeyer. Thank you.
Thank you, Samantha.
Wow. Biden's over in Glasgow.
And this is Willie Terry, Roman labor correspondent, and I have with my guest one of the longtime activists, Fred Pfeiffer, of Solidarity Committee. And
right.
So what are some of the things that happened in the capital region that we need to be
to do this massive transition
fighting for?
Well, we need to close the dump over in Rensselaer. figure out a way to either get rid of Norlite or clean up their pollution that's in Watervliet. Here in Albany, we need to get more people from the neighborhoods working on the wind energy work that's being promoted and done at the port. And in Schenectady, there's a lot of remediation around the legacy of pollution from GE and brownfields that need to be cleaned up, not to mention continuing to go after the PCBs all up and down the river.
Tell me about labor now.
So a lot of times labor reacts very conservatively, and I was talking about how fast I've worked with IBEW, IUE, and UE, and we've created jobs through energy conservation programs by cleaning up older power plants, getting them to run more efficiently. So energy conservation means jobs. Pollution means a few jobs and lots of layoffs from other jobs that are going to be affected. So we need to make the right choice, and labor leaders need to challenge themselves not to just please all the members, but to provide some leadership for all the members.
Thank you now for it. Thanks.